When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Mets and the Tigers underway in Detroit as Justin Verlander gets his first start of the season. A little rough in the first inning. Gave up two home runs back-to-back. Since then, settled in. All right, only those two runs scored. Three strikeouts. So through three innings. All right, but the Mets offense hasn't delivered much at all, so we'll see what happens in this game. We'll keep you updated, certainly, on it. Yankees are off today, but still some issues with that franchise. As they go into a series right now with the Tampa Rays, with the Tampa Rays team that is just kicking ass to start the season. So we've got some things to discuss about them. Joe Shane on what he sees out of the Jets in this offseason. And we're talking about, on May the 4th, the best themes of any of all the movies. Now these have to be
Star Trek. Don't have any theme songs.
It does.
Okay.
Yeah, it does. But it depends on which version you're talking about too. But we're talking about like iconic movie like franchises, a theme that is in everyone that's recognized. And I put Star Wars and Rocky as the LeBron Jordan. Like there's others that are great. You know, like the James Bond theme. That's Bill Russell. You know, he's definitely going to be considered like top five, but it's not LeBron or Jordan. Reality. So we're trying. We have a list of nine. We need 10 so we can power.
Does Conan have one?
Conan?
The Conan the Barbarian. Like it was different iterations, but you know, got Arnold Schwarzenegger. That's not enough. Terminator. Terminator doesn't have anything?
Terminator. Yeah, Terminator does.
I don't know what Terminator
means.
But
if you have to ask me, then you answered your own question.
But if somebody said Harry Potter to you, now, I would have to ask you, but we never heard it. What about Lord of the Rings?
It's not.
Lord of the Rings seemed like they would have some type of story like that.
Of course, but is it moving you?
Maybe there you are just certain never heard things it. I didn't watch Lord of the Rings.
If we played Name That Tune with some of these, and you would like two notes in, you're like, oh, that's that movie.
What about Hunger Games?
Hunger Games pretty good. I need to play that. We need to play Hunger Games for me. That could be a good one, too.
Yeah.
800-919-3776. We'll get to your calls and all the conversations. But first, Bart, it's hour number three. It's Bart and Han. So what's that mean?
The power hour, 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 hour. Knicks in six.
We need it in five so I can go to Star Wars night at Yankee Stadium.
You selfish
game
bastard.
Well, game six is on the same day. I need the series to be over.
Pull a doubleheader.
They're literally at the same time.
If Deion can play.
Literally at the same time.
Listen, go to the pregame. No, what I'm saying is, listen.
Do the pregame, leave, go to Yankee Stadium, then go back for the postgame and talk about a game that I did not watch.
What you mean? Don't you have a smart device? Be smart.
Be. You are such. Come on, man. People are saying
games?
Godfather, by the way, on Twitter. I mean, Godfather.
I said that.
Same. I know, but I.
Just like I said Beverly Hills Cop, and you looked at me and I was crazy.
No, you never said Beverly Hills Cop. It's like, it's Jordan
Check
and LeBron.
Page. I like Beverly Hills Cops, though. No.
He did say it? It's like, it's Jordan and LeBron.
I like Beverly Hills Cops, though.
When did he say it?
Right after you said Jordan versus LeBron. You were so ensconced into Star Wars versus Rocky.
I was so caught up in the moment.
He did call it Beverly Hills Cops.
Yeah, it is. Like it was multiple.
It's three of them.
No, that's, well, I mean, it was Axel
Eddie,
Foley.
Eddie, and Eddie.
Do we have?
He does that.
Do we have Axel F? Do we have that ready to play so people can hear that one? Because that
does
is
Nutty
really
Professor
good.
Have anything?
Hercules. I don't know.
Buddy Love.
We can get that one up.
I love how much attention you pay when I'm talking.
And you too.
You told me I was shopping the other day.
You were shopping. You literally do shop, by the way. Now you have me shopping. By the way, I've never really been somebody that
built.
I don't shop high end. I mean, you can tell by the way I dress. Except when I wear suits.
Your suit game.
No, the suit game's different. But I'm talking about like regular casual.
But a belt
casual.
Goes with your suit game. So how are you going to spend a lot
you
of money on
suit? You never see the belt.
But it's important.
Your jacket's buttoned. I'm going to spend $500 on a belt.
Yes.
Who the hell spends $500 on a belt? It's a belt.
Is it cheaper than your suit?
No. But yeah.
You putting your stray hand code in there.
I just. Yeah. Godfather would definitely have to be in there, man.
Okay.
So that's your 10th? We going that with our 10th?
You kicking Back to the Future out?
Back to the Future, no, that's not a theme that really sticks with you. Because
yeah,
we think of Back in Time by Huey Lewis in the News.
That's what I'm talking about.
But that's not the theme, though.
That is the theme.
No.
Whatever the one he goes and he turns to the car and that thing, that's iconic.
You think it is?
Does it is.
All right. Here's the list. You tell me which one it knocks out. Star Wars, Rocky, James Bond, Indiana Jones, Jaws, Halloween.
Jaws can go.
Jaws can go. Jaws?
Man, Jaws can go, man. Yeah, that's just a But it ain't nothing else to it.
Builds up, though.
Yeah.
Makes you scared. And when you hear that music while watching the movie, you know something bad's about to happen.
But at least it's some chorus with Michael Myers. That's first
Pirates of the Caribbean, Superman, Beverly Hills Cop.
First of all, we need to hear Superman.
We can find Superman.
I was playing it, but you told me you looked at me with that disdaining looking that you play Godfather.
No, I'm playing music.
Yeah, see what I'm saying? It's with Alan rules and everybody else's.
You're right. There is my rules and everybody else's. It's also a John Williams vehicle, by the way.
Oh, that go hard. That go hard, bro.
It does go hard.
That might be number one.
And there were three of them, even though the second and third were awful movies.
Yeah, but that might be the best.
But there were still three, so it counts.
That
it's
music,
a franchise.
That music goes ahead of Star Wars.
You're out of your mind.
That song,
it's the same guy that made the music.
Okay. Don't you put a Nas album over a certain album? It was written. Yeah.
I don't know if I could put that over Star Wars.
Bro, that is over Star Wars.
All right, I want to once again let you know that the minute this hits, you get chills. Come on now. Come on. Only Rocky comes close to this.
It's kind of flat.
What? Only Rocky comes close to this.
It sounds like the same thing.
It's blasphemous on May the 4th to do this.
It's almost like he plagiarized himself.
He plagiarized his own song?
He plagiarized his own song. Listen to it.
It's kind of. Yeah,
it's the same chord.
It's a little quiet.
He plagiarized himself. Yo, he gave us the same song twice. He just put it at the beginning and not the middle.
And he made so much money.
He dude plagiarized himself.
It's like
man.
within the same time frame too, like 77 and 79.
Like what's going on with Marvin Gaye and Ed Sheeran right now.
What's going on with Marvin Gaye and Ed Sheeran?
Oh, Ed One. He stole the melodies to like the tempo and the stuff of Marvin Gaye. So Marvin Gaye Estate sued him, which that's the second person that Marvin Gaye Estate has sued. And Ed Sheeran said if he loses, he was gonna quit music. They got it playing right next to each other.
I'm confused.
And it was a lawsuit by the estate of Marvin Gaye.
Yeah.
Against Ed Sheeran, who made a song, and they said basically he stole the melodies and the rhythm from a Marvin Gaye song and didn't pay the money to the estate.
So did he sample it?
It's complicated.
It sounds complicated.
It wasn't it was a song that Ed Sheeran wrote, and the Marvin Gaye estate is saying that what he used, the melody, is exactly like Let's Get It On.
And it kind of sounded like
he wrote different lyrics and made it a different song, used the whole.
Remember they sued the dude from Nerds. Pharrell, they sued Pharrell and won that one. Remember?
Oh, I remember that
and
one.
Robin
yeah.
Thicke or something. They sued them and they won that one.
Robin Thicke also lost one.
Yeah.
Like what did he do?
I think they did a song and the doom doom doom. That song he had with him
blurred
and
lines.
The two of them
yeah,
together.
Blurred Lines. Yes. Yeah. And they lost that one.
What was Blurred Lines sampling?
Marvin Gaye.
Well, I was able to figure that part out. I have to dive deeper into it. All right, before we get to calls,
only this only place you come where you get culture and sports.
3776. You're getting a whole lot of stuff today. I don't know what you're getting, but you're getting it, and you're getting right now a Pinstripe Report. It's brought to you by Samwell Institute for Pain Management. And so let's hear from Brian Cashman as the Yankees are getting set to begin a series in Tampa against a Rays team that has just been en fuego from the start of the season. They are already 8.5 games up on the last place Yankees in the division, a major concern. The Yankees are banged up. They have better players on the IL than they do in their lineup each night. And even last night, more injury issues with Cabrera hurting his ankle and Harrison Bader making a diving play for a pop, just basically a blooper that he, and it ended up being a blooper. He and was IKF collided. He gets kicked in the head. And so we'll see if he's okay as he just got back. He just returned to the lineup from injury. But it's interesting because Brian Cashman talked about, hey, don't give up on us, which is a very strange thing to say in the first week of May when you're a game out of a wild card and you're one game over 500. Like, you're not out of it. In July, if you want to say that, okay. But it's way too early to say that. But what also is being asked is, projecting, like, is this team really what you expected it to be? Because remember, Hal Steinbrenner back in December when they had trying to get Judge signed up, and I believe it was Carlos Rodon was the pitcher that they had able to get, so they felt like they got their number two pitcher. And he said, you know what, we're not done yet. And so Brian Cashman was asked, was there more to do, and you just didn't do it?
Again, it takes two to tango. You engage other clubs. You try to make deals. You're not going to make a bad deal, for instance. So I think it's comments more like, hey, we're not done. We know where areas we want to get better at, but that doesn't mean that we're going to just do something that's not going to make any sense. So we had a lot of conversations that, there was some optimism that if things went out a certain way, but it didn't play out that way.
So I guess the Brian Reynolds thing was they were asking too much, and so we're not going to do it. You and I are both making faces right now, Rachel Ray.
I love her. Huge Jet fan.
Yeah.
Chili on your spaghetti?
Spaghetti. I don't get that.
Chili on your spaghetti.
Cincinnati chili, apparently you put on spaghetti, which is enough to turn my stomach. Because I look at it and I think that must be meat. Like, that's a meat sauce.
Yeah.
That's a meat sauce, right? No, it's chili. And so you take a bite expecting one taste.
And you got that heart.
And then you get something else.
Yeah. Chili isn't sweet.
I didn't like seeing that
chili
while I was listening.
Chili can be sweet. People put brown sugar in chili. Sweeten it up.
I don't know if that's that would mess with me because if you look at it, you're not expecting it to taste like what it looks like it should taste like.
Don't eat with your eyes.
We always do, don't we?
Did Rachel Ray say forget studios and just say I'm a cook for my house? She's just in her house.
Yeah, well, this is what COVID did. It created the ability to work from home.
She's like, I ain't going back. Just set up in my house.
Yeah, why not?
I love Rachel.
She's got a good kitchen.
I've been on there a couple of times.
Have you?
Yeah.
You know that's what I want to do. I want to do a Rachel Ray style sports and food show. I've talked about this a million times.
I love Rachel Ray. I've never seen her make anything other than spaghetti, pasta, pizza.
Really?
And a pretzel burger. Name one.
Well, I mean, I can't off the top of my head right now. I got
kind of like Beverly Hills Cop.
You never said it. They made that up. You never said
they use AI. Oh, this go hard.
You know what this does? This makes your heart rate go up. Just sitting here listening to that, you're already now on edge, right? That kind of a sound. Think about it. Somebody sat at a piano and just hit the last two keys back and forth.
But then they hit this and dun.
Right. Then you add that part. Dun. Yeah, we got to power rank these. I need some XLF. I need to get that on here.
We got some more suggestions, though.
Well, we got calls to get to. I just want to finish up the pinstripe report because Brian Cashman also was asked if there was, since he said about what Hal said, we're not done yet. Well, we didn't think we were done, but it takes two to tango, and we didn't want to make any bad deals. But is there a move that you could have made that you chose not to make?
I don't think there's anything that was on the table that I could have pulled down that would make a difference. No. So, but in terms of, comments, that you're talking about with Hal on we're not done, I think we're certainly exploring a lot of efforts with our, if you look at our roster, we're deep on the infield side. And so we're obviously pursuing opportunities from trading from area of strength, but if we got the right value. If we didn't get the right value, they wouldn't make sense. So no, I don't see any missed opportunities with obviously everything that was in play.
And essentially what you're saying is you might be deep, but you're deep because you have a couple of prospects who are ready, and then you had some veterans that no one wants. That's the only reason why you're deep in the infield. No one wants IKF. No one wants Josh Donaldson. That's why you're deep at these positions.
Right now,
you have young players who are ready to play. You know, again, Volpe's ready to play. Cabrera's ready to play. Peraza's ready to play. They're playing. Even, you know, getting a guy like Bader is great, but you still have Hicks, and nobody wants him. So to say, well, we're deep, it sounds nice, but you're not really deep if you have guy, if you have veterans that no one wants.
Right.
Very bizarre stuff, though, out of Cashman. And all you could, this weekend, almost watching like with some concern, right?
You started, I mean,
the Rays are killing everybody. Now, the Rays are playing Pittsburgh right now, so I know you don't want me to try to downplay how they started, but if you look at their schedule.
Ain't they in the same division?
They are in the
same
division.
Don't they play the same schedule?
Well, they have. No, that hasn't worked out that way. But I will say this. They have beaten winning teams. They have. But out of their six losses, four of them against teams that have winning records. So four of the six. So you could tell that they are beating up bad teams, which is what you're supposed to do. Don't get me wrong.
Are they going to get credit for beating the Yankees as a bad team? You going to put that on another bad team that they beat?
They're coming in with a winning record. They're 17-15. So you can count them as a team over 500.
Okay, so the first two games they played, then they make them 500. then you're going to count those two?
We are counting them, Bart. We are absolutely counting them. That's the Pinstripe Report. It's brought to you by Samwell Institute for Pain Management. For a pain-free life, visit samwellpain.com. Today, 800-919-3776. Let's take Ron in Fairlawn. What's up, Ron?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I just heard you on the radio asking a couple things Aaron Rodgers needed to be successful in New York. All right,
what would you put in the – we're going to do a gift basket. What are we putting in it?
You got to put a pair of Timberlands.
Yep.
And a Yankees hat.
Oh, yeah, the fitted.
100% got to be in there.
Those two things are a must.
You got to have a fitted cap.
Yeah, those things are a must.
100% got to be in there.
Yeah, I think we start with those. Go ahead.
Definitely. Those got to be the top two things you put in there before anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you guys were just talking about the top 10 theme songs that you would put together, man. I got a list of 10, and y'all can figure it out from there after that.
Go ahead.
Jurassic Park.
I know. Yep. Family. Yep. Adam's Family.
You guys. Yeah. Da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, that's you guys already had Star Wars, Superman. You got Top Gun.
Oh,
Top Gun's a good one. Everybody knows that.
But you know what, though? The only problem with Top Gun only has two. It's not a franchise. You need three, in my opinion, for it to be a franchise.
That's why the Adams Family.
Okay. Adams Family, I believe, has.
There's like so many remakes, though. It's like, it's not really a. It's like remakes of the original. It's not like.
You mean they're not sequels?
Not sequels.
Maybe we have to. Yeah, we'll have to make that an asterisk. But those are still good themes.
Y'all did mention Terminator, because that's a great one as well. Then you got a couple of them. You got the Beverly Hills Cop with Eddie Murphy.
That's on there.
Ghostbusters.
Oh. Oh, I forgot Ghostbusters, baby.
That's your favorite song.
Ghostbusters. That is one of the greatest songs.
That might be number one.
That is not number one.
When it's something strange.
Hang on a second. When they brought the back. Did they have Ray Parker Jr.'s version in that movie? When the women?
I don't remember. But Ray Parker was actually in the movie.
That one doesn't even count, though.
Were there three Ghostbusters?
That makes it three.
Yeah, there were two.
You
got to
include it, yeah. Right. Listen, because they had the same car. And then they made another one, like where the kids Fountain and Peter Bankman, like, was old.
Yep.
So it's actually four.
Oh, you're right. There was that one too.
His granddaughter.
Yes.
And she figured out how he found this stuff.
Ron, it's a very
interesting
list.
Oh, man, this might be the hottest one, man. Because this is the only one that got words. Ghostbusters!
This
won an Emmy, baby. Hearts on Fire go hard, though. I mean, Eye of the Tiger. Is it Hearts on Fire or
Well, those
Eye
are
Tiger?
Two different songs, all from the same movie.
Yeah, but I'm saying, which song is we going to
use? I mean, from the same franchise.
Eye of the Tiger?
Eye of the Tiger was from three, but they brought it into four. Hearts on Fire was in four.
It was that good.
It's
but
good.
I'm saying, what song are we using for Rocky, though?
It's the Rocky theme.
What is it?
The instrumental, the theme. I don't know the name of it.
No,
it's Rocky's theme.
Ask Siri. Let me hear you. Sing it.
You can't sing it.
Dun, dun. Hearts on.
No. That's Hearts on Fire.
I just want to say, man, look at this phone, dog. It just started Apple Music with a pro. See, man, they always listen.
That's not good.
They always listen.
Always listening. That's the problem.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it is. I mean, that's the thing. It's crazy, isn't it? I mean, is it called Gonna Fly Now? Does that have words?
Yeah.
He's gonna fly now.
They do actually sing in this one, don't they? What do they say,
I've
though?
I've never heard.
Gonna Fly Now, what comes next?
It don't matter. It don't matter. By that point, you swing it at the air trying to knock somebody's ass out.
I need the lyrics now.
Whoa.
Training hard now. It's so hard now.
Mm.
Trying bars. Hard now.
Bars.
All right, this just got knocked over.
Bars.
Oh, he's ready? I don't remember that
bars.
Part. Gonna make a move, yeah.
Dylon.
Oh, he's
Dylon.
Ready. Bars. And making moves, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Are you reading the right Rocky?
Getting strong now. Won't be long now.
Bars.
Getting strong now.
Bars.
Gonna fly now.
This off of
flying
YouTube or RedTube?
High now. Gonna fly. Fly.
Eagles fly.
Fly.
Okay, never mind.
That's the lyrics to Gonna Fly Now.
Bars.
I never knew.
Superman might have passed.
I didn't know there were that many lyrics
that's
in that song.
That's because you're too busy punching the air by then.
You're too fired up, right?
Ain't going to be no punch. Ain't going to be no punch.
800-919-3776. I don't know what this show has been today, but it has been absolutely
we gotta
fun.
We got to go to Steve because I don't remember hitting. That song. We got to go to Steve.
Steve?
Steve-o.
Oh, Steve. Steve? In Ridgefield.
Hey, how are you?
What's up, man?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good.
I got a movie for you.
Okay.
Oh, they hung up.
No, I didn't hang up. You got to turn off the radio part. Turn off the radio because you're live and you're hearing like a delay.
There you go.
Hello?
We got you. You have been here the whole time.
Yeah, I've been here.
Yep. You're good.
Good afternoon, guys.
Good
Love
afternoon.
Your show.
Thank you.
Longest movie franchise ever.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Right. I don't know why I was thinking about King Kong.
Okay, longest movie franchise ever. Most movies ever for this franchise and all the franchises. Godzilla.
I'm with you.
Is there a Godzilla theme?
I got to remember Godzilla.
Oh,
but...
yeah.
There is?
Oh, you were talking about Star Wars themes, walking into the tunnel?
Yeah.
Play Godzilla.
Well, Fast and Furious got everybody. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
This?
Dun, dun, dun. Somebody sample this. Dun, 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 dun.
Wait for it. Wait for it, guys.
Oh, there's something. Oh, wait. Let's wait for it.
Remember Eminem in the Eminem's version in the movie? I think the movie, though.
There's... Some rapper sampled that. Dun, 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 dun.
No. Wasn't it Puffy?
Dun, 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 dun.
Was it Puffy? Maybe. You might have been right, Puffy.
Didn't Puffy do it?
Yeah, around
Godzilla?
The remake of the new one where they bomb the garden.
Yeah, that's hardly new now. Isn't that like from like 98?
Well, I call it new because it's newer than real Godzilla.
Yeah.
No, appreciate it, Steve.
No, Steve, that's got us thinking as well. All right.
I forgot. King Kong might got one too.
King Kong, well, you talk about old. King Kong's been around since
they've been
the
30s. They were doing that with the puppet. They had on the string. Like, all man, right. Who got their teddy bear
so
on the
our
damn
list
string?
Right now, this again, it's May the 4th. So obviously, this all started with the Star Wars theme, but we've got on the list so far, and we're going to power rank these at some point, Star Wars, Rocky, Jaws, James Bond, Indiana Jones, Halloween, Pirates of the Caribbean, which you all agree on, Superman, Beverly Hills Cop, Godfather. We got to add Godzilla. Don't we have to add that? Jurassic Park? They've had a lot.
You just go Halloween. You went Halloween, right?
I said Halloween, yeah. You know what you didn't say? You never said Beverly Hills Cop.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play.
And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, just because there's a lot of people that are probably joining the show late as we started this whole thing. It's May the 4th, as you know. And so it started with the whole Star Wars, and I felt like out of all the movie franchises, it is the Michael Jordan. And I think you could say Rocky could be LeBron when it comes to the debate of the greatest for franchises. Now, we're not talking about single movies. So Chariots of Fire is
three
one.
Or more.
Chariots of Fire obviously was a great theme song. Amazing. Was it Vangelis? Something like that. Like it's recognizable, but it's one movie. It doesn't count. It's got to be a franchise, like, you know, again, the James Bond franchise. So there are lots of them, and we were amazed that we're over 12 now that we've found that we feel like should be in this debate. James Bond, see, again, as I mentioned, if Rocky and Star Wars are the Jordan LeBron, I would say James Bond is the Bill Russell. You know, just greatness, recognizable, all that stuff in the conversation for sure.
Well, who's the Will Chamberlain? Superman should be
Superman's
higher.
Pretty good.
Superman should be higher.
Yeah, pretty good. But maybe that's what it is. Will Chamberlain, there was greatness, but he didn't achieve as much greatness as like it should. And you could say that about the Superman movies. They were good, not great.
Yeah.
They were good movies, not great.
I see what you did there. That was excellent.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Will Chamberlain was a, you know, amazing as an individual, but championship-wise, he had, what, 2 rings?
Do we have Back to the Future in there?
Yes. No.
I still don't remember Jurassic Park.
No, Back to the Future because the theme itself is not recognizable. We just remember the Huey Lewis and the News song, which doesn't really count. We got to be very specific about this. It's fun, though. I'm enjoying this. Let's go to Joey in Queens. Joey.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's happening?
I keep listening to Police Academy on YouTube all the time. That gets me going.
Police Academy is a franchise.
That was hot. 4 of them. Hightower, Big Bubba Smith.
Yeah. I mean, that could definitely be. It's more like kind of goofy. Yeah, if it's like a beat and fun. I like that one, Joey. That's a good one. Got a very patriotic sound to it, doesn't it?
Sound like it's all made by the same person. The dude that did Star Wars. He just in his bag. Money all up there.
He just keeps making the same song.
Nobody knows.
Just changing it up. I'm going to change 2 notes.
Yeah. Put a xylophone up.
Ted's in the truck. Ted, what do you got?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Good. You know, one of your callers stole my thunder with Jurassic Park, but I do have another one. You guys want a Will Chamberlain? I'll give you a Will Chamberlain.
Yeah.
How about Mortal Kombat?
Was that a franchise?
I only think they made two.
Yes, there's been three.
Three. Now, that Mortal Kombat, you're talking about the Mortal Kombat. The
movie. Get over here!
No, but the song.
Yeah, the dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Oh, yeah.
I bet if I heard it, I would recognize.
Yeah.
Like, it's one of those. I feel like these have to be, if I hear, like, 3 notes, I know what it
is. Yeah, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Get over here! That's when they started to fight, you know what I'm saying?
Mortal Kombat!
Yeah, and he yells Mortal Kombat, right?
Yeah.
That actually hits hard. That sounds like a Prodigy song.
Very iconic.
Oh, I like that. I like that, Ted. That's a pretty good one. All right, Jacob's going to find that one for us. Let's go to Juan in Rockaway.
Oh, stop it. I didn't even know they got one.
Yeah, they do.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
It's a good one. How you doing, Juan?
Good. Hey, look, I got a song, and if you got kids, you know it for sure. Toy Story, the theme in Toy Story.
Toy Story. Is there any way to get through a Toy Story movie if you're a parent and not at least one time either fight back tears or feel just one tear go down your cheek? It's impossible.
But Elsa, though, I can forget.
Let It Go.
But remember, Let It Go was the first movie. The second movie had Into the Unknown.
No, okay.
Completely different song.
It's no theme song for Lord of the Rings or Harry Potter.
There has to be.
That's a good one, though. Toy Story. I love me some Woody.
And that's that'll be a drop.
Pause. My bad.
Can't wait. I'll be using that for days. Juan, you can just rest assured, Juan, this phone call will live in infamy, not for what you suggested, but for what it produced. You are greatly appreciated, Juan. Once we get swag, we got to send this stuff out because that's a really good one. So I went back. Those lyrics for Rocky, Gonna Fly Now is the theme. I had no idea there were that many words in the song. We played it back during the break. They legit are singing like four verses.
Trying hard now. But then it goes to the instrumental. It's so sparse out. Song 13 minutes long. They got 20 words in it.
That's right. But it's like funny. You don't think. If I said to you, give me what are the lyrics in Rocky's theme song?
I would say
you would say, what do you mean lyrics?
I would just say trying hard now.
I thought that's all they said like four or five times and that was it. I didn't know there were actual getting strong now.
Yeah.
Gonna fly now. All that stuff. Like, I had no idea. Do we want to talk sports today?
Let's talk a little sports.
800-919-3776. Since Josh in Brooklyn has a question. What's up, Josh?
Hey, what's up? Well, I'm going to get off track. Well, real quick, it wasn't a movie, but the Game of Thrones theme is one of the top ones.
Game of Thrones is very recognizable, yes.
Yeah. But I had a question for both of you guys, one about the Knicks and one about the Jets. But Bart, I don't know how I'm not hearing about you. You've been talking for the past month about the Jets getting this fat guy and Al Woods got
Al Woods. We never even got into Al Woods today.
Yeah,
you didn't even mention that yet, man.
Yeah, they got super fat. I mean he rotundo. He like Ted Washington fat right there. He got them. You know you got them flapjacks.
He moves, man.
Yeah.
He moves and he's a good run stuffer, man. They needed that.
330 pounds.
Now he did his thing though last year against the Jets. I think that helped him out because he was stuffing McGovern, throwing McGovern around like a tissue paper.
36 years old.
We need one more fat guy.
You still think another? So
yeah, because you can't depend on a 36 year old fat guy.
Okay.
He fat.
Han.
Yo.
About the Knicks.
Yeah.
Quick thing. Do you think that they bring back Quentin Grimes to the starting lineup and then bring Josh Hart back up?
It's a great question.
The bench is lacking, and they're going to need Josh Hart back. And he boosted Quentin Grimes' minutes back up, I think, like 60 minutes the last game. So I wonder if he's feeling a little bit better since Julius Randle's back, because we need Julius Randle to win this series. But that bench is going to need Josh Hart back and IQ back sync, because they're going to need that extra push from those guys shooting threes all game long. Because that's the Knicks' biggest weakness right now, as you can see throughout the series, throughout both series, basically.
Yeah, but, it's a great question.
I'm wondering, No,
Josh, it's a great question, and one that I got to be honest with you. Wally Szczerbiak, Monica McNutt, and I all kind of kicked that around after game two, is when we were just talking about looking forward into the series. It's like, do you just kind of get everybody back in place, right? Grimes was starting. Hart was coming off the bench. You had your bench, which has not really been that effective in this series as much as you need it to be. You know, like, can you go back to the rotation you had now that everybody's back in place, that Randall's playing? Now, Brunson, you know, you're going to see reports about Brunson did very little in practice today. They're calling him day-to-day with a sore foot. Don't overreact to that stuff. That's just...
Why does he need to practice?
He doesn't need to put a lot of time in practice today. You want to rest him anyway.
Need Quigley to get some practice time in.
No doubt.
What, he averaging 8 points, and he was averaging 14 to 15 during the season?
But I'll tell you what, but that's the example is, though, if you put everybody back into place in the rotation you had to end the season before the Randall injury, does everybody just kind of find their roles and comfort zones again that
I'm
way?
I'm going to score with this group.
And it's
I'm
not a demotion to Josh Hart. You know, it's not like saying, well, you didn't do a good enough job as a starter. it's more or less just let's get everything back in place.
Let's use you as our secret weapon to go against their second unit, and you can dominate them.
Well, not necessarily.
And a lot of times just, he finish games.
Yeah, he plays a ton anyway. So yeah, it's not really matter. Going up against second units.
Let Grimes get a rhythm because with the first unit, Brunson and Randall are the primary scorers, and then lets Grimes be a shooter and a defender. So he knows he just threes.
That's a good question. We got a couple of days to figure that one out. Don is in Brick. Don, what's up?
Hey guys, Barton Hahn, how you guys doing?
Good.
First time caller. I was just curious, do you think the Nuggets have a chance at sweeping Kevin Durant and the Suns?
I say gentlemen sweep. I'll say gentlemen sweep just simply because I think it's just too much pride over there by Kevin Durant and Devin Booker. Too much talent. And I think, you know, sometimes we always have a good team that kind of lay down a little bit or don't come with the same intensity.
Supporting cast players also play better at home, and their supporting cast couldn't have played worse in the first two games. I mean, they didn't make any shots at all. You know, that group, Damian Lee and
Craig is one.
Torrey Craig.
Craig get more open shots. I mean, jeez.
Cameron Payne's a lot better than what he's been showing. You know, you're just, like, you're asking guys.
He's going to be in the starter lineup now because Chris Paul.
Right. So, all I will say is just, I would not bet on a sweep only because, there's Al Woods, by the way. We're watching a throwback game. For some reason, they have
I thought it was one uniform per person.
NFL Network. It's actually two number nine jerseys. They just sewed them together. It's a Niners Seahawks game that they're showing, and just happened to see him there, knocking people down.
After he got blocked.
Right, exactly. But no, it I can't see a sweep in that situation because just the Suns are good enough to get a win, and then when you play home, your supporting cast guys usually play pretty well. So we have that going on.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Think about it. And this has been since updated, like modernized, and it still sounds like that, but sounds so good. Can we get Mission Impossible? Because that's another one.
Be number one. That might be top five.
Mission Impossible is top five. Mission Impossible. Mission Impossible. Like a Jerry West.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's. Listen to this, man.
And just think, these are all horns.
And that's another one from the 60s.
This might be top five.
This right here.
Who we kicking out?
And by the way, was it Limp Bizkit that used this as a sample for a song?
I don't know.
There's a song that I've heard where this is sampled, and it's unbelievable. I think it's Limp Bizkit.
Is that the same people that made it off with a nookie?
Yeah.
And some cookie?
Yeah. I think Limp Bizkit might have done something with like this, but 800-919-3776. John's in Norwalk. What's up, John?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Big fan of the show. Bart, huge chef fan. Absolutely.
What up?
Love what you did for us, man. Thank you for all that. Alan, I'm fucking loving the Knicks, and let's go Knicks. Loving that. But one key franchise I think you guys might have forgot was Austin Powers.
Psychedelic, baby.
No. Austin Powers. Now, that's a franchise.
Yeah.
And they,
I feel like it's a pretty exceptional franchise.
It is. It's very good. Very successful. And the theme, I believe, is a play off of the James Bond theme.
Yeah, I think that would be accurate.
It's kind of like just.
So it's kind of like Spaceballs.
Because it's spoofing.
Well, the movie's James Bond, spoofing it. Yeah, but so, even the theme has like that same kind of Bond
sound. So it's
basically
Spaceballs.
Just goofs it up.
Who did this, Will? Weird Al?
Weird Al.
You know he makes spoofs of everything.
This is Mike. Yeah.
I know, but I'm saying it. I'm talking about
listen,
the music.
Listen.
Yeah.
It's so goofy.
No, I say Weird Al because Weird Al does spoof.
Yes.
Remember he did?
Yeah, but it's like when they Amish did Spaceballs is basically a ripoff of Star Wars.
Yeah. Just but, like Menace to Society while drinking juice in the hood.
It's like a spoof of five different movies.
It's a spoof of Menace to Society.
The best was in Saturday Night Live, they had two characters that did a really good job doing Joe Pesci and Robert De Niro.
Mm-hmm.
And then one time, the two of them walk out on the stage during the bit. And it's great because like De Niro looks at the character, he's, who are you supposed to be? Like, like it was an intimidating but a hilarious moment. And it would be funny if like movies like that, where like the real characters walk out.
Yeah,
like,
they lean into it.
It'd be great. So the list as we have it, and we'll have to put this has been a this has been fun.
Yeah, you got
to
change it.
I am not moving off of Star Wars at number one though.
I don't know Mission Impossible.
Mission Impossible.
We should power rank that.
Yeah, I mean now. Yeah, I mean,
I'm talking about Godfather.
I mean that's really good too, and recognizable. Like instant, Superman, first two notes.
Listen.
Like Sopranos, if Sopranos was a movie, not a series,
Superman
that song
should be moved
would be
up. Superman should be moved up.
You think so?
Superman definitely should be moved up.
I mean, Mission Impossible's on there. James Bond's on there. Indiana Jones is on there. Jaws, Halloween.
Jaws can go. If we put Mission Impossible in there, Jaws got to go.
Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah, Jaws can
Axel,
go, though.
You know, Axel F. What else do we get? Jurassic Park.
Jaws can go. Jaws can go and
Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters ain't going nowhere. Hell no.
Ghostbusters, you can't possibly put that song.
Just because it ain't serious and ain't no orchestra.
Yes.
Man, stop.
Yes,
it.
That's why.
Bars.
Not only that, he stole it from Huey Lewis. He's another one that got sued for copyright, Ray Parker Jr.
For.
I need a new drug.
The Pink Panther? And that's a franchise. Damn!
You need to get harder. You need some homework. So, and you still telling me Jaws is on there. Man, if you don't get that Jaws stuff up out of here, dog.
Are you crazy?
Man, come on, man. That's not... Come on, man. We got our one horror movie on there, and that's Michael Myers. Jaws can go, dog.
You sure?
And I tell you what, Jurassic Park can go almost, too.
This is going to be a difficult commute home.
Because...
If you see me on the train, you got to let me know what you think.
Godzilla on deck, too.
At Barton Hahn, if we've missed anything, this has been fun. Maybe we'll talk sports tomorrow, but I doubt it.
Maybe
see you tomorrow.
Holla. Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.